Interesting conversation to acquire.
You get paid.
Okay. So like when I was 12,
he was teaching 14 hours.
I ran away, decided to live on the streets of Hollywood. Even though my parents were quite wealthy and middle class, I decided I'd rather live a life of punk rockness than to live in their little glass houses, I used to call it. So I ran away with this girl named Rachel, and we lived on the streets of Santa Monica, and we were found by this one guy named Paul, and he was supposedly saving us, but even though to get free rent we had to like have sex with him, there's these two prostitutes that lived downstairs that were like crack whores, and they would dress us up and make us feel special. So they were basically trying to become our pimps, you know, like trying to convince us to, like, they were going to sell us eventually. And she went out on a night with them, and she came back and she told me about all the free clothes she got from this guy after she had sex with him. And I just was kind of like grossed out by the whole idea. And for some reason, I think at that time I was together with Paul and I thought Paul loved me. But Paul finds out about Rachel doing this with those guys, and suddenly decides that he's going to take us because he's worried about us being prostitutes. Takes us to Lancaster in his car. We end up living in his car for a week and stealing bread and cheese from the grocery store. And we would stay like at random people's houses, and these were all a bunch of weird people that we hung out with. There were gangsters, there were punks, there were stoners. I mean, we hung out with every which crowd you could imagine, you know? And it was very bizarre. It was very, like, surreal. Like, even when I think of it now, there's no way that possibly everything I remember was really real. It doesn't seem like anything that would happen. We were never harmed or never raped or never... nothing that we weren't willingly ready to do. So, eventually, Rachel, the bitch that I came with, she eventually ended up having sex with the whole guy and telling me that she was pregnant. By this time, I was in love with Paul and, like, living with Paul for weeks. So, she wants to go to Norwalk to, like, have this abortion that her boyfriend is supposed to pay for. Well, it turns out, A, she's never pregnant, and B, she's fucking with me. And at one point, I told her I was going to go with her.
I have no idea why.
fun. And the feeling just kept on getting worse and worse. I don't know really what it was. But I just felt really antsy, like I needed to get out of that crowd here really quick. And I went there to go get her out of the bathroom to tell her to leave right now. Because I had this urgent feeling. And as soon as I go back into the bathroom, I go to the stall to get this. A cop comes in. And he's like, "Are you Rachel and Sarah, blah, 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 and our last name?" And we're like, "No, we're not them. We're not them. We're not, what are you talking about, you know?" Totally acted like we didn't know who the fuck these girls were. Well, I have a birthmark on the right side of my face here. And she had a broken finger at one time, and she had like a finger cast thing that she could take all and off. She happened to be wearing that. My birthmark was in plain sight. The handcuffs is right there. They took us to the police station. This was New Year's Eve. No, Christmas Eve. It's December 30th. The day before Christmas, December 24th. And they decided to have fun with us. The cops. They started fucking with us and told us that they were going to take us away. They told me they were going to take me to freaking Florida and they were going to freaking lock me up for 5 years. And we're crying and crying and crying and crying. And the more we cried, the more elaborate they got and like how much they were going to torture us and send us away forever.